Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you, John. This is the RTC Weekly Download. I am Jim Dolan, as aforementioned. We have a special treat for you today. It is going to be a recreation from the radio enthusiasts of Puget Sound. They have a program called Showcase every year. What it is a showcase of talent, really. They bring up old-time radio stars and others, movie stars in this case, to participate in recreations of old-time radio. It's really a good thing, and you should consider coming up here and watching it next year if you really do like this kind of programming. Well, this is one of the big attractions of the showcase for 2017. It's an episode of the Lux Radio Theater, African Queen, and it stars the Academy Award-winning actress Margaret O'Brien and Tommy Cook.
Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Tommy Cook and Margaret O'Brien in The African Queen. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Seattle and welcome to Rep's Showcase. Today we are honored to present to you a genuine member of Hollywood royalty, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, and Academy Award recipient, Margaret O'Brien. And one of radio's finest actors, Mr. Tommy Cook. In the John Huston production of The African Queen. The year is 1914, German East Africa, where Rose Sayer and her brother Samuel spread the gospel of God. For more than a year, the missionaries have seen only one white man, Mr. Allnut, pilot of the African Queen, a filthy, dilapidated launch that gasps her way up and down the river. Rose and her brother, the Reverend, have invited Mr. Allnut to tea.
Do you have some more tea, Mr. Allnut?
Thanks. Yeah, don't mind if I do. Yeah, just listen to this stomach of mine. I mean, way it keeps growling and squealing. The way it sounds, you'd think I had a hyena inside of me.
you do take sugar?
Yeah. It's a queer thing, ain't it? Now, what do you suppose makes a man's stomach carry on like this, huh?
Are you planning to stay overnight, Mr. Allnut?
No, miss. I gotta get a river back to the mine. I almost forgot to tell you. I probably won't be coming around this way for a couple of months.
But what about our mail?
Well, it don't look like there's going to be any mail for a while on account of the war.
War? What war? Where?
Well, Europe, miss. Germany. England.
England? You really mean war?
That's what they tell me, Reverend.
But what do you know about it? What's happened?
Well, let me see now. The French are in it, too, and all of them... Little countries, you know, Austria, Hungary, Belgium. I forgot who's with who, though.
Oh, brother.
Yes, Rose, I know.
This is German East Africa. We're enemy aliens.
Well, What harm could anybody do the Germans in this godforsaken place?
God has not forsaken this place, Mr. Allnut. As my brother's presence here bears witness.
Oh, no offense, miss. Well, I'll be getting aboard the Queen and shoving off. Thanks again for the tea, miss.
Goodbye, Mr. Allnut.
Goodbye, and thank you. What a wretched little man. And his indifference about the war. He's Canadian. Doesn't he realize he's in this, too?
Well, shouldn't we try to get to Lambasi while we can?
The shepherd does not forsake his flock when the wolves are prowling. We shall stay here, Rose.
Oh, yes, brother. Yes, of course.
Come, dear, come. We shall pray.
Miss, it's me. I come back a lot sooner than I said. So the Germans have been here too, huh?
Yes. Yes, they've been here, Mr. Allnut.
Well, when I got to the mines at Lambasi, everything was a shambles. Deserted, burned to the ground. Just like the village here. Is Reverend around, miss?
My brother. My brother's dead.
Oh. Well, now ain't that too bad. If them Germans shoot a reverend, there ain't nobody safe.
They were here 3 days ago. They didn't shoot him. They struck him, and his heart's so bad.
Yeah, well, that's certainly too bad, miss. That's all I can say. Well, I tell you what, miss. You get your things together, We'll get aboard the Queen and clear out of here. Them Germans are sure to come back.
But why? Why would they come back?
Well, they'll be looking for the boat, miss. For the African Queen. There's not much. But they'd give a lot to get their hands on her, you bet. And what's aboard her, too? Blasting gelatin, tin grubs, cylinders of oxygen and hydrogen. You know, heaps of things I was bringing to the mine.
But where can we go?
Well, we go out there on the river, miss. Get behind an island where it's quiet and safe. We can talk about what to do then.
I'll get ready.
That's the ticket, miss. You bet. You just come with me. Well, miss, so far so good. Here we are, safe and sound, as you might say. Nice shady spot and a nice lonesome spot. Question is, what next?
Quite, Mr. Allnut.
Now we got heaps of grub aboard, 2,000 cigarettes and 2 cases of gin.
Gin?
Now we could sit out the war here if we wanted to. All the comforts of home, miss. Including running water.
Mr. Allnut, we simply cannot remain off a backwater island until the war is over.
Oh, can't we now, miss? Well, you got the map there. You show me a way out, and I'll take it.
The British will certainly launch an attack. Now, the only question is, which way will they come?
Well, from the sea, maybe. Up the railway to Lambasi, that'll put all them Germans between them and us.
Might not our troops come up from the Congo?
Miss, look. You see this lake on the map?
Yes.
Well, that's 100 miles of lake, and there ain't nothing gonna cross it while the Louisa is there.
The Louisa? What's that?
She's a 100-ton steamer, miss, in German. She's the boss of the lake, and she's got 6-pounders, biggest guns in Central Africa.
Oh, I see.
We're in a bit of a fix, miss. Whichever way you look at it.
This river runs into that lake, does it not?
Yeah, miss, it sure does. If you got any ideas getting there in this launch, you better get rid of them.
Why?
Well, you just look at the map, miss. This here is Shona. The Germans have a fort at Shona. They blow us right out of the water. For that, they're the rapids. 20 miles of water that like it was just coming out of a fire hose.
But it has been done.
Yeah. In a canoe. A fella named Spengler. He almost.
Mr. Allnut, what did you say was in those wooden boxes with the red lines on them?
Them's blasting gelatin, miss.
Is it dangerous?
Bless you. No. That's safety stuff. Takes a detonator to set it off.
And what are those long, round, like torpedo things?
Well, more stuff for the mine. Them's oxygen and hydrogen cylinders, miss.
Mr. Allnut, you are a machinist, are you not?
Well, I'm kind of a fixer, miss. You know, jack of all trades, like they say.
Could you make a torpedo?
How's that, miss?
Could you make a torpedo?
A torpedo? Well, why don't you ask me to make a dreadnought and do it upright, miss? A torpedo? You really don't know what you're asking. Why, there just ain't nothing so complicated as the inside of a torpedo. It's got gyroscopes, it's got compressed air chambers, and it's...
Oh, but they're only to make it go, aren't they? Well, we've got the African Queen.
How's that, miss?
If we were to fill those cylinders with that blasting gelatin and then fix them so that they would stick out over the end of the boat and then run the boat against the side of a ship, they would go off, just like a torpedo, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, that's right, miss.
Well, then, we could do that and get a good head of steam up, and we could point the launch toward the ship, and just before she hit, we could dive off, couldn't we?
Well, yeah, sure, absolutely. Only there ain't nothing to torpedo.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's what?
The Louisa.
The Louisa? Oh, now, come, don't talk silly, miss. You can't do that, honest, you can't. I told you before, we can't get down the river.
Spengler did.
In a canoe.
If a German did it, we can do it.
Not in a launch, we can't.
Well, how do you know? You've never tried it.
Well, I never tried shooting myself in the head, either.
In other words, you are refusing to help your country in its hour of need, Mr. Allnut.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way.
Just how would you put it, Mr. Allnut?
All right, miss. Have it your own way. Don't blame me for what happens.
Very well, then. Let's get started.
You mean now?
Yes, now.
But there ain't 2 hours of daylight left, miss.
We can go a long way in 2 hours, Mr. Allnut.
Yeah, but the boiler, the fire's gone out practically. We can't move till we get the old kettle boiling again.
Well, you're well stocked with firewood. Do so, Mr. Allnut.
Refusing to help your country in her hour of need.
Could you make a torpedo, Mr. Allnut? Well, do so, Mr. Allnut.
Did you say something, Mr. Allnut?
Me? No. I didn't say nothing.
Anything wrong, Mr. Allnut?
Just this old boiler, miss. She's leaking steam, see?
Oh. Why are you kicking the broiler, Mr. Allnut?
The heat pump's full of rust and scum. She gets clogged up.
And that's all you have to do? Just kick it?
It's knowing how to kick her, miss. She gets peevish now and then, ever since I dropped a screwdriver down the safety valve.
Well, now, what would happen if you didn't kick her?
The whole boiler'd blow up.
Then why don't you dismantle the safety valve and remove the screwdriver?
You know, I'm going to do that one of these days. The only reason I haven't done up to now is that I kind of like kicking her. She's all I got.
Well, she seems to be operating quite normally now.
Yeah. Like I said, miss, all she needs is a good boot. Well, you ready to call it a day? There's kind of like a goon up ahead. It's a real nice place where the bugs ain't too bad.
Well, I shan't complain, Mr. Allnut. We have much to be thankful for.
That's a fact, miss. It's like they say, it ain't never so bad that it can't be worse.
Mr. Allnut, do you suppose anyone has seen us?
Ain't nobody in these parts, miss. Forgetting the beasts of the forest. Kind of hot, ain't it? I could do with a drink of gin. Yeah, I got an extra cup here, miss. If you're gonna have one.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Is there something wrong?
No.
Oh, if you're worried about this not being enough, why, there's two full cases aboard.
Oh, no, please.
Well, maybe you'd like a nice cup of tea.
Well, thank you.
You get real service on the African Queen. Hey, you see this? Hot water all the time.
Out of the broiler?
Well, it'll taste a little rusty, but then we can't have everything, can we? Ah, there you are, miss. You just add the tea to suit your taste, like they say in the box.
Thank you.
I don't mention it. Well, now you just sit and relax. And after a bit, I'll start thinking about supper. How long you been out here, miss?
In Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, almost 10 years.
Ever get homesick?
Well, I'm afraid I have been homesick many times. It's Sunday afternoons that I think of it most. The peace and the quiet of home.
On Sunday afternoons, I was always sleeping one off.
Sleeping one? Oh. What brought you to Africa, Mr. Allnut?
Well, the Zambezi Bridge, miss. Whole boatload of stuff. Canoes we came over to work on it. I don't know yet what they wanted a bridge for, but then why did the chicken cross the road?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, it is nothing, miss, nothing. Yeah, sometimes I wish I was back, but then I remember how I'd have to be taking orders from somebody while out here I'm my own boss. Well, you just drink your tea, miss. I'll go fix you some grub. Well, now, what do you think you're doing, miss?
Well, if I may draw some hot water from the boiler, I'll wash these dishes.
Well, mostly I just hold them over the side. Let the current do the washing.
If you will forgive me, that's about what I imagined.
Well, cleanliness is next to godliness, I miss.
Is that so amusing to you, Mr. Allnut?
Oh, no, no, miss. Well, you don't see no crocodiles around, do you?
Crocodiles? No.
That's too shallow for them. Well, I could do with a bath before I turn in.
Oh, well, I'd like a bath myself.
Well, now, you just do the dishes back here. I'll go off the bow. So long as we don't look, it don't matter. Well, how about it, miss?
Well, all right. Very well, Mr. Allnut.
That's the ticket. I won't be a minute. Just a slosh or two.
Mr. Allnut? Mr. Allnut?
Yeah, I'm right here, miss. How's the water?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, stay just where you are. Oh, dear, I can't get back in the boat.
Well, I'll give you a hand, then.
Oh, I've been trying to climb up, but I can't. I'm afraid I do need help. Is that blanket still there?
Yes, it is, miss.
Well, if you will please hold it up in front of you and close your eyes.
Well, I just got two hands, miss, and if I hold up the blanket, I...
Oh, then just close your eyes.
I got them closed. Yeah. Here, you grab my arms.
Well, thank you. Oh, but don't you dare move. Don't dare move until I say so.
No, miss.
I bathed in my undergarments. You'll have to wait until...
No, it's all right, miss. It's okay. You just say when. Feel better, miss?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, better sleep here under the awning, miss, in case it rains. Here's a couple of rugs. There ain't no fleas on them.
Well, where will you sleep, Mr. Allnut?
Me? Oh, forward, miss. And if it'll make you feel better, you can hang up one of them tarpaulins, like a kind of curtain, sort of. Well,
thank you, and good night.
I'll turn out the lantern if you're ready, miss.
Oh, I'm quite ready. Good night, Mr. Allnut.
Good night, miss.
Mr. Allnut.
Oh, I'm sorry I woke you, miss.
What are you doing?
No, I ain't doing nothing, miss. I'm just getting out of the wet.
Well, get out. Get out this instant.
Yeah, yes, miss.
Mr. Allnut?
Yes, miss.
You may come in out of the rain if you wish.
Oh, thank you, miss. Miss?
Yes?
I'm sorry I gave you such a turn.
Oh, that's quite all right. I didn't realize that you were just... Or just how hard it was raining and you were
out there.
I
won't get near you, miss. There's heaps of room.
Good night, Mr. Allnut.
Good night, miss.
And now, Act Two of The African Queen, starring Margaret O'Brien as Rose Sayer and Tommy Cook as Charlie Allnut.
Mr.
It's the following morning, and the African Queen wheezes her way down the river. Mr. Allnut is at the rusty engine, administering with tools and frequent kicks of his experienced foot. And now suddenly what he is dreading is upon them. The sluggish river has turned into whirlpools and rapids.
How'd you like it?
Like it?
White water rapids.
I never dreamed that it would...
I don't blame you for being scared, miss. Ain't nobody in his right mind ain't scared of white water.
I was about to say that I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so exhilarating.
Huh? Huh? How's that, miss?
I've seldom known such excitement. A few times in my dear brother's sermons, when the spirit was really upon him, I felt...
Wait, you mean you want to go on?
Well, of course I do.
Miss, you're crazy.
Oh, I must say, I'm filled with admiration for your skill, Mr. Allnut. Do you suppose that after I practice steering a bit more, that someday I might try it?
Miss, let me tell you something. Those rapids back there ain't nothing to what's in front of us.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
But miss...
Now that I've had a taste of it, I don't wonder that you love boating, Mr. Allnut.
Boating? Excuse me, miss. I need a drink.
Mr. Allnut, if something is the matter, please let me know.
No, there's nothing you don't understand.
You are drinking gin again, Mr. Allnut.
Yes, miss, I sure am.
Well, it has been such a pleasant day up until now. What is it that's driving you to drink, Mr. Allnut?
All right, I'm going to tell you. Sorry, your foolish talk about us going out into the lake. All this crazy talk about the Louisa. But we ain't gonna go.
Well, of course we are. What an absurd idea.
What an absurd idea. What an absurd idea.
Now, just why don't you want to go on, Mr. Allnut?
Because of the river and the rapids and the Shona.
Shona? Oh, yes, where the Germans have the fort.
Yeah, you're darn right, Shona. Just one bullet in that blasting gelatin, miss, and we'd be little bits and pieces.
Then we'll go by the fort at night.
Oh, no, we won't.
Well, then we'll go by day. We can go on the far side of the river, speeding along just as fast as we ever can.
We ain't gonna go speeding along any place.
You agreed to.
No, I never did. Never did. I never agreed to anything.
You are a liar, Mr. Allnut. And what is worse, you are a coward.
Oh, coward yourself. You ain't no lady. No, miss. That's what my poor old mother would say to you. My poor old mother would say to you. Whose boat is this, anyway? I asked you on because I was sorry for you. That's what you get for feeling sorry for people. Well, I ain't sorry for you anymore. You're a crazy, psalm-singing, dried-up old maid.
Mr. Allnut, you are drunk.
Yeah, not half what I'm gonna be, neither. There was a bold fisherman set sail for Port Pimlico to catch the bold figgy and the gay mackerel. Oh, miss. Oh, my head. Oh. Oh, please have pity, miss.
Mr. Allnut, you are still intoxicated.
Oh, the gin. The gin. That's gin you're pouring into the river.
Indeed it is.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing, miss. I'll perish without a hair of the dog.
Look at you. Reeling about helplessly.
Oh, my head, oh, my head. I'm warning you, miss. That gin ain't your property.
Well, it's no one's property now. 21 empty bottles floating on the waves. And I'm glad.
You're a criminal. That's what you are. Oh, I'm going to die. And then what do you do? I'll suffer and die and I'll float on the waves. It's all you're doing, you hear? You did it all. You did it all.
It's you. Good morning.
Yeah. I look a little bit different, huh? I shaved. Oh, I see you're reading your Bible. Good thing to have a lady aboard, miss. That's a man a good example. Man alone, well, he gets to living like a hog. And two with me, it's always put things off. But with you, miss, business before pleasure, every time. I tell you, it's like an inspiration. And that old engine, ain't got that old engine so clean in years. Just look at her, miss. Yeah, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had some clean clothes like you. Now you, why, you could be at high tea. Hey, that's an idea, miss. How about a nice little cup of tea? How's the book? How about reading it out loud? I could do with a little spiritual comfort myself. You call yourself a Christian, don't you? Don't you, huh?
You are behaving like an infant.
How are you behaving? You're just plain mean. Man takes a drop too much once in a while. It's only human nature.
Nature, Mr. Allnut, is what we're put into this world to rise above.
All right, all right. I'm sorry. I apologize for getting so drunk. What more can a man do? Besides, you paid me back. Didn't even leave me a drop. Have a heart, miss. Well, say something. I don't care what it is, but you gotta say something.
So you think it was your nasty drunkenness that I minded?
Well, what else?
You promised me. You promised me that you'd go down the river.
Miss, just listen to me. There's death 1,000 times down there. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Don't blame me. You blame the river.
Oh, but you promised.
Well, I'm taking my promise back. Oh, all right, miss. You win. As the crocodiles be glad to hear, down the river we go.
Thank you, Mr. Allnut.
Mr.
We're making splendid progress, Mr. Allnut.
Look over there.
Shona?
Not yet, miss, but soon. Over there's a crocodile waiting for supper.
Which side of the river is Shona on?
Starboard, miss.
Well, good. Good, good. Then the sun will be in their eyes. Why are you worried? You're worried, aren't you?
No, not me, miss. I gave myself up for dead back where we started.
Oh, that noise. That noise. What was that?
That fort's closer than I thought. They're just letting us know they're sighted us. The next shot's going to be closer.
Oh, their aim's dreadful, isn't it?
Their aim will be good enough unless we turn back.
Mr. Allnut, I don't want to hear those words again.
Yes, yes, miss. Now, put your head down. We'll get rifle fire, too, in a minute.
Well, can't we go any faster?
I'm sure going to try, miss. And if it's all the same with you, start praying.
Mr. Allnut.
Ah, we sure put one over on them Germans that time, didn't we, miss? Ah, we showed them, miss. Hip, hip, hooray!
Was my handling of the boat all right?
Far better than all right, miss. They were that surprised seeing the old African queen, didn't they? Really start shooting till we were past.
Oh, this is such a wonderful old boat.
Well, we're full of water, miss. We're battered. We're busted. See those bullet holes? One through the steam hose and two in the boiler.
Why, the engine stopped.
Yeah, long since, miss. But we can drift them into shallows and I'll start pumping.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll pump while you go ashore for the logs.
Well, that would save some time for us. Thank you, miss. Here now, you watch close.
Yes?
Now, I'll show you the trick.
I've got almost all the water pumped out, Mr. Allnut. Come and look.
Yeah, just let me set these logs down. Hi. You worn yourself out, miss.
Oh, well, so have you, Mr. Allnut.
Well, if it's all right with you, we better stay here till morning. Hey, where'd they come from? Them flowers.
Oh, I just couldn't resist them. I waded ashore and I picked them. Do you recognize them, Mr. Allnut? I've never seen them before.
I can't say that I have either, miss.
What if no one ever has? What if they don't even have a name?
Name or not, miss. They sure are pretty. Here, put one in your hair. Catch.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I dropped
no,
it.
No, 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 I'll get it.
No, I can pick it up. Well, look at us. Hands and knees and 3 inches of water looking for a flower. I could laugh and I could cry. And why, you kissed me.
Yes, miss. I sure did, miss.
You kissed me. Mr. Allnut? Mr. Allnut?
Huh? Huh? Oh, Oh, hello, Rosie.
You've been napping. Supper's ready.
Rosie, fancy you building a fire and all while I slept.
Oh, dear. What is your first name?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Give us a kiss, Rosie.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, dear.
The more I look at this place, prettier it gets. I expect it's the prettiest place I've ever been to. Not that I ain't all for going down the river, you understand?
Oh, yes, Charlie. I know.
Well, the sooner we blow up the old Louisa, the better. What I meant was, I'd like to come back here someday.
Then you think we can do it?
Do it? Well, there's nothing a man can't do if he believes in himself. Never say die. That's my motto.
Well, I've had my misgivings, Charlie. I was beginning to think that perhaps the whole thing was a mistake.
How's that, miss? I mean, Rosie.
Well, I just had a moment of weakness.
Well, you're feeling weak, Rosie. Why, a day or two here on shore won't make any difference.
Oh, no, no. We'll go on and thank heaven for your strength, Charlie. Just thank heaven.
Rosie, girl, looks like there's ain't nothing gonna stop old Queen.
What about the propeller, Charlie?
Turn nice as you please, Rosie. While we're going down the river just like Anthony and Cleopatra in their barge. This couldn't happen, Rosie, if it hadn't been for you. Don't you feel proud of yourself?
Oh, certainly not. It's you. It's you, Charlie. It's all you. I don't think there's another man alive who could have done what you've done.
I'll never forget the way you looked when we was going over them rapids. You had your head up, your chin out, your hair blowing in the wind. The living picture of a heroine.
Fancy me, a heroine. Oh, Charlie. Charlie, you've lost your mind.
Lost my heart, too, sweetheart. What a time we've had, Rosie. What a time. Never lack for stories to tell our grandchildren.
Charlie, how much further do you suppose it is to the lake?
Don't tell them, Rosie. All depends on how much winding around this old river does.
The river's changed, hasn't it? And that smell. Why? It's like marigolds. Stale marigolds.
Yeah, not a very good smell for a flower.
They're very pretty, though marigolds are very pretty.
Rosie, look.
Another bend?
Only that's all it was. Rosie, hey, it's all on sides, nothing ahead but grass and papyrus as far as you can see.
But the river doesn't stop up there. It can't.
Not according to the map, it can't. Only... How do you get through that stuff?
Oh, Charlie, there are islands, thousands of tiny islands. But where's the main channel among them?
Don't look like there is one, Rosie. Just a lot of sea of grass and forest of reeds. I better cut the engine.
Charlie?
What are we going to do, huh? I don't know, Rosie. Get into it and take a look around, I guess.
Oh, yes, dear. Well, yes.
Once we're in, Rosie, and the grass and them reeds close up in back of us, there'll be no going back. If anything happens, we'll just sit there and we'll go off our heads with fever.
I know, Charlie.
Oh, you pays your money... It takes your choice. Which is it, sweetheart? Straight ahead or turn around?
Straight ahead, Charlie.
The curtain rises on Act Three of The African Queen, starring Margaret O'Brien and Tommy Cook. For days now, the journey of the African Queen has been halted. Across the breadth of the river, like a towering living wall, is a jungle of grass and reeds, an endless morass through which a thousand different channels twist and turn. And somewhere among them, Rose and Charlie are hopelessly lost.
Charlie, please let me pull for a while.
No use, Rosie. All the channels we've lost, all the squirming and turning we've done. This river's crazy. Crazy as I am.
Oh, Charlie.
Sorry, old girl. Well, the only thing we'll put the roses back in our cheeks is to get out of these reeds. I'll go over the side again. You pull, Rosie, and I'll push. Just keep her straight if you can, Rosie. Head her through the grass.
There must be a channel, but mustn't there? It just can't disappear.
I'm so sick of talking about it, Rosie. Or searching for it. Or even...
Oh, Charlie. Oh, those leeches. Bloodsuckers. Oh, you're covered with them.
Rosie, my arms. The little beggars, pull them off of me.
Oh, yes, yes.
Help me. Don't touch. Salt, Rosie.
Oh, yes,
you pull them off, but their heads stay in. Poison the blood. Get the salt.
Yes, dear, yes.
Pour it over me. Pour the salt over me.
I am, Charlie, I am.
They can't stand the salt. You see, Rosie, look, they're dropping off.
Oh, my poor Charlie.
If there's anything in the world I hate, it's leeches. Ah, the filthy little devils.
Oh, you're bleeding.
It ain't nothing. Salt killed the poison. Well, there I go.
Oh, Charlie, no. Oh, no. No, you're not going over again. No.
Take the pole, Rosie. We'll try again. Rosie, you still awake, honey?
Oh, yes, I'm here, dear.
I'm awful cold, Rosie, hard and cold. Chills, fever. Fine specimen of a man I am, ain't I?
Oh, you're the bravest man that ever lived. You're just overdue, that's all. Now try to sleep, and when you wake up, we'll be on our way again.
On our way. Even if we had all our strength, we'd never get the boat off this mud. We're finished, Rosie.
I know it.
But I'm not one bit sorry I came. What I mean is, it was worth it.
Oh, dear Lord, we've come to the end of our journey. In a little while, we'll stand before you. I pray to you to be merciful. Judge us not for our weaknesses, but for our love. And open the doors of heaven for Charlie and me.
Rosie, it's over, sweetheart.
It is?
Storm's over. Open your eyes, dear. It's daylight.
Why, I wonder if I dreamt it, Charlie. It was just a nightmare. I saw animals and birds running and screaming.
No. It's nothing you dreamed, Rosie. I've never seen such a storm.
Why, Charlie, what are you doing? You mustn't work, dear. You're not strong enough yet.
Rosie, I ain't doing nothing. Open your eyes and see. I'm just sitting here next to you.
Well, but we're moving.
I'm moving? Moving? Rosie! Look!
Charlie, where are we?
Rosie, dear! We're on the lake!
Oh no! Charlie!
The rain did it! It filled the channel! Look! The rain! The wind! It just lifted the old queen up and carried her over the mud! We've cleared the weeds, Rosie! Look back there! Well, we couldn't have been 100 yards from it last night when we gave up hope! Oh, Rosie.
Well, let's try and build a fire and get the engine started and go straight out to the middle, away from these reeds where we can breathe again.
Sure, sweetheart, sure. We'll be out of here in a jiffy.
This air. Charlie, it's wonderful.
Where till this mist clears away? You see? Lake's as big as an ocean. And we're on it, Rosie.
Oh, I can just breathe again.
It's like... I know you don't approve, but it's like a shot of gin. Makes your blood race and your spirits soar.
Charlie, I'm sorry I poured out all that gin,
forget it, Rosie. And just to show you, there's no hard feelings. I'm going to make you another cup of...
Why, Charlie?
Rosie, there, starboard. That's the Imperial German Navy. That's the Louisa.
Oh, Charlie, she's coming toward us.
Oh, we got to make a run for it. Back to the weeds. Take her around while I stoke the boiler.
Yesterday, those weeds were our death, and Charlie, today, they're our salvation. Oh, I was so sure they'd seen us.
Look at the size of her, Rosie. Is there guns?
Well, why did they stop at that little island, Charlie?
Oh, likely it's just routine, or maybe just checking with the storm tore up. They'll be back again. You know how them Germans are.
Methodical, yes.
That's them, all right. They lays down systems and they stick to them. Mondays, they're one place. Tuesday, someplace else. And Wednesday, yeah, they'll be back here.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're thinking, Rosie. You're thinking of the next time the Louisa comes back here. Huh? Aren't you, old girl?
How long will it take, Charlie? How long will it take to get the torpedoes ready?
Depends on the detonators. Well, I gotta rig up something. We'll manage it, Rosie. We'll manage it. There they are, Rosie. Them's the detonators.
Oh, Charlie, you're wonderful.
What's more, I think they'll work.
Now, what about the cylinders?
Well, with you helping, I'll lash them on each side of our bow. Only, we can't get the detonators set on until we're ready to set out. See, they're kind of tricky, Rosie.
Well, we'd be working all night, Charlie. Can you do it in the dark?
If that's the case, I'll have to.
And you're sure they'll come back with the Louisa?
Well, let me see. Figuring both her speed, size of this lake, my guess is she'll be back here tomorrow afternoon. When she comes, we'll be ready.
Tomorrow afternoon, Charlie, let's make the Queen as clean as we can. Let's scrub her decks and polish her brass.
Yeah, she ought to look her best, huh? Representing, as she does, the Royal Navy. As she does, I think I even got a flag around here somewhere.
Oh, Charlie.
Well, we'll sail out of these reeds proud as a dreadnought. Rosie.
Yes, Charlie?
Now, there ain't no use of both of us doing it. As you plainly see, it is a one-man's job.
You couldn't be more right, Charlie, dear.
Oh, Rosie, I'm glad you agree. When the time comes, I'll put you off here on the east shore. You wait for me while I attend to the Louisa.
Oh, certainly not. You're the one to be put ashore. This whole thing was my idea, wasn't it? I'm the logical one to carry it out.
Rosie, I'm surprised at you. You're a very sensible woman, as a rule. Why, with two torpedoes hanging off our bow, she'll steer entirely different, let alone being half swamped.
Well, didn't I steer us down the rapids?
But suppose you broke down out there. Wouldn't you look foolish? With me, she knows who her boss is. You bet. That old machine does. That old engine.
Well, I suppose you're right.
Ah, that's settled.
Oh, no, I only meant it may be necessary for you to come along.
Come along? Oh, no, you don't. No. You wait for me on the east shore.
Now, who do you think you are ordering me about?
I'm the captain, that's who. And I ain't taking you along. You'd only be in my way.
Well, I suppose I was in your way going down the rapids. Then what you said to me back there on the river, that was a lie. How you never could have done it alone. How you'd lost your heart and everything. Oh, you're a liar. Oh, Charlie, we're having our first quarrel.
Oh. Rosie, it's just that I can't bear the thought of you. Well, supposing that anything should happen. Not that anything will.
Well, I don't understand, Charlie. I wouldn't... I would never, ever want to go without you.
All right, Rosie. It'll be you at the tiller and me at the engine. Just like it was from the start.
Oh, I knew you'd see it, Charlie, dear. Thank you.
There she is, Rosie. That's the Louisa, right on time.
But there's no smoke from her stacks.
Well, it's the wind, sweetheart. It's blowing the smoke fast as it comes out.
Oh, I don't like this wind.
Me neither, Rosie. It's going to storm.
But if storms come tonight, there'll be less of a chance of them seeing us. Maybe a storm would be a blessing, Charlie.
Well, that's the way to look at it, Rosie. Now, let's you and me get started on them detonators. Making any time, Rosie. Something's wrong.
I can't steer, Charlie.
We're taking too much water in the bow. It's them torpedoes weighing us down.
Charlie, look at those waves.
Hang on, Rosie.
Charlie, the torpedoes. They've torn loose.
Worse than that, we're sinking, Rosie.
The tiller's gone. Something broke.
Everything's broke. Grab the preserver, Rosie, and then jump.
Charlie!
Rosie!
You! I will remind you once again. You are a prisoner aboard the steamship Louisa of His Imperial Majesty's Navy.
Yeah, I know.
You will tell us the truth. Now, what is your nationality? French? Belgium? British?
Yeah.
Yes, what?
I'm British.
What are you doing in these waters?
Waters. Fishing. Yeah, I was fishing off the island.
You're a spy for the British. Will you deny this?
Told you, I was fishing.
Obviously, you are lying. But it does not matter. This court will sentence you to be hanged.
Wir haben eine Frau gefunden.
You? There was a woman with you.
Rosie!
You will answer my questions. Bring the Frau here.
Rosie!
Charlie!
Who is this woman?
I don't know.
You called her by name!
Well, I thought she was somebody else.
Why, Charlie!
Who are you?
I am Miss Rose Sayer.
What were you doing on the lake?
I told him nothing, Rosie. Nothing.
Silence! What were you doing on the lake?
Why, we were boating.
As your fellow prisoner is about to learn, the penalty for lying to us is death.
Charlie. Well, very well then. We came here
Rosie,
to...
Rosie, no.
To sink the ship. Charlie, dear, at least let's have the pleasure of telling them.
No, don't believe her, Your Honor. She's ditched, you know, the fever.
And just how, Fräulein, did you propose to sink the Louisa?
Oh, with torpedoes.
Torpedoes?
Yes, Mr. Walnut made them.
Amazing.
Charlie, tell them how you made the torpedoes.
Yeah. Well, you see, what I did was I took heads off the two cylinders of oxygen, filled them up with live explosives, about 200 weight. Now, that was easy enough, but it was the detonators took some doing. And you know what I used? Cartridges and nails and blocks of soft wood.
Go on, please.
minute I took the two cylinders and hung them port and starboard and on the bow of the African Queen, so when we rammed you, bloof!
And where is the African Queen?
Oh, she sank last night in the storm.
Too bad. I should like to see those torpedoes.
Well, perhaps you will. They'll still be floating around here somewhere.
Yeah, they could still sink this ship, Rosie.
Enough of this torpedo nonsense. You have 5 minutes in which to reconsider. Tell us the truth, or you will both be hanged.
Well, we've told you the truth, haven't we, Charlie?
Yeah. And we got a favor to ask, Your Honor.
Well?
You are the captain, I guess.
I am?
Well, Captain, could you marry us?
Oh, Charlie, what a lovely idea.
What kind of craziness is this?
Come on, Captain. It won't even take 5 minutes. And it'll mean so much to the lady.
If you wish it, absolutely. Very well. That all the names again?
Charles.
Rosie. Rose.
Rose, the beaver?
Yeah. Bring us here.
Charlie, look, a Bible.
Look at me, both of you. Do you, Charles, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Yes, sir.
Do you, Rose, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
Oh, I do.
Then, by the authority vested in me by His Imperial Majesty, Kaiser Wilhelm II, I pronounce you man and wife. Proceed with the execution.
Charlie, my husband.
Oh, Rosie.
You will follow me now, at once.
Charlie, the torpedoes.
We've done it, Rosie. Rosie, we've done it. You all right, Mrs. Holnett? Can you keep swimming?
Oh, yes. Yes, I never felt so good in my life. We blew her up, Charlie.
I guess we did, Rosie. Oh,
the wreckage of the African Queen, that did it. They ran the Louisa right into it. How do you feel, Mr. Holnett?
Yeah, pretty good for an old married man.
Oh, I'm all twisted around, Charlie. Which way is the east shore?
The way we're swimming, old girl. There was a bold fisherman set sail from off Pimlico to catch the bold figgy.
Friggy.
And the gay macaroon. But way off of Pimlico, the wine it began to flow.
African Queen starred Margaret O'Brien and Tommy Cook. Also appearing were Brian Hendrickson, Larry Albert, and Dave Selvig. Live sound effects were by Curtis Takahashi. Our sound engineer was Jim Dolan. African Queen was produced and directed by Brian Hendrickson and Roger Kim.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.